I was going to stand down there, but I was getting caught in the musical spirit because Travis was warming up and that guitar, and I just was dancing. And I said, ooh, I'm going to mess up saying hallelujah to the Lord. I better come back up here. So, with that, we are grateful that you're here this morning. This is Pentecost, second Sunday after Pentecost, and it's also Communion Sunday. And thank you, Tina, for preparing the elements. We offer both traditional juice and bread and also the little cups. So, and you can always come to the altar whether you use the little cups or Tina and I will serve you. But it's nice doing the traditional, for lack of a better term, communion once in a while. It's really great. So with that, any announcements that we have good for the cause? I know they're doing a lot of working around here getting cleaned up. The place looks good. The only problem with the church phone, it's still not working. And there's so much static on it. So I check messages. I can check messages at home without static. That's the crazy thing. But I can't check them here. I'm talking about like remotely checking messages for the church. So, but anyhow, I'll call CenturyLink tomorrow and report it. So. All right. Anything else going on?
Well,
It is, isn't it? National Donut Day.
So the only person that knew that didn't bring a donut.
Good morning. You bring a ray of sunshine into the sanctuary. You all look so beautiful, just walking down the aisle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are we eating next week?
That's what my question was. I think so. We're scheduled to. Don, are we eating next week?
I don't know if the body prevails for me.
Is there a reason we wouldn't?
Always.
No.
We need to gather.
Yeah.
Second Sunday.
Yes, we are eating next week. It's the second Sunday, and it's a tradition here, and we don't want to break tradition, right? Not all the time. Yeah. All right, yes, we are eating next week, Mr. Phil. When is the Seminoles playing or doing or...
6 o'clock tonight.
Is that their second game?
Third.
Oh, they eliminated.
They didn't eliminate it.
Well, whatever.
We won last night's game against UCF. Stetson and UCF play at noon today.
They play at noon. And then we play the winner of that game at 6.
Question is, do they have to beat us twice if they win the first one?
No. Yes, they do. They would have to play
this. This is all church.
Yes, of course.
We want everybody in good
spirit. So what happens if they do win that bracket? Where do they go from there? If they
super regional.
The super regional.
It'll be here still.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it goes from a regional tournament to super. Oh, cool.
16 teams to 8 teams.
Yeah. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's a game, I know, but it's always always a good time to follow them. And they've had a dry spell for the last, 2 years, really?
Several years. Since,
yeah.
Since
and even.
Left, they yeah. haven't been the same team.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's wow. They've actually come on pretty quickly because they changed, got new coach last year, terrible year last year, worst ever, and all come to this week's, this year is where potentially going to be running for the finals.
Well, Link had nowhere to go but up because he started with the worst year ever.
Yeah, right.
And now he, that's good. That's persistence. That's what coaching is. Life. Persistence. We got to keep on keeping on. All right.